Attention Life Tips listeners, looking for better ways to become better, smarter, faster, and wiser? Well, listening to Life Tips is a great start, but how about if we gave you an easier way to listen? Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available for iPhone and Android. Listen to Life Tips and even more programs that will help you build to a better health, wealth, and lifestyle. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play today.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. I'm here with Vince Elliott. Vince, welcome.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Thank you for having me, Byron.
Right, indeed. So, Vince, you're the author of a couple of books, all focused on a really important topic. Tell us a little bit about the toxicity of the world and cleaning and your angle. Your two books, by the way, are Your Home, Clean, Green, and Dangerous, and the Extreme Green Cleaning book. So those are the overall topics for today, as everybody knows in advance and tuning into this show. But tell us a little bit about your vantage point, why you wrote the books, and what passion you really have in this area.
Well, great questions to start with. I'll tell you, I've been at this about 40 years, working with people who buy and manage cleaning services in commercial and residential space. And probably about 3 years ago, my clients came to me and said, Vince, you know, we're green, we're certified, we're blessed, but what's over the horizon? Kind of what's next? So as a consultant and advisor in the industry, I pointed up to the table and said, I don't think I know, but I'll find out, which is what I did. So I did a worldwide search and discovered two things that were kind of surprising to me. Number one, the way we clean our homes, our schools, our retail space, and our offices are fundamentally toxic. That is, if you look at what those chemicals do to us and our environment, it's not very pretty. So following that research, I said, you know, is there a solution or we just suffer with this? And the result was the two books I wrote. And that is, there are solutions that are non-toxic, chemical-free, that really are healthy for us and our environment. So what are the issues about our health and the environment? Well, here's kind of what I found out. Autism rates for our children have increased 600% in the last 25 years. I don't know if anybody in the listening audience knows someone who has had or currently has cancer, but cancer rates have increased from 1 in 50 to 1 in 2 for men, 1 in 3 for women today. We dump 6 billion pounds of toxic chemicals into our waterways and streams every year, two-thirds of which are so contaminated you can't swim in it, you can't eat anything out of it, you can't do anything with it. So this whole issue of chemicals became a vital central thought for me. And so what I've done is I created an organization called the Chemical Free Cleaning Network to basically disseminate information for folks who are looking for a better alternative to toxic chemicals. So that's kind of how I got into this sort of mode and why it's such a passion for me.
Appreciate that answer. The question I have for you, I want to break this down a little bit, Vince, and I want to go to the opposite end of this conversation, the enemy, if you will, for cleaning, and that is germs. Okay. Tell us a little bit about germs.
Well, you know, there are a variety of
studied. What have you learned about germs and killing germs? You know, we're in the flu season right now in January here, by the way. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on how to kill germs, you know, and how to disinfect something, and how important that is for our survival, really.
Well, really, the issue of germs is kind of a broad nomenclature, really, for things like viruses, bacteria, protozoa, I mean, a wide variety of things. So this broad classification, before you talk about disinfection and sanitization, you have to kind of figure out which of these things are we dealing with. For bacteria, disinfection is actually the way to go. I mean, you can disinfect the surface. The dilemma is most people try to disinfect with something called bleach. Don't know if anybody's had any direct experience with bleach, but I'll tell you the story of bleach. Bleach is carcinogenic. That is, if you use it, you have a very high chance of getting very, very ill. The efficacy of bleach, and we talk about your point of killing germs, is such that most people will spray or wash a surface with bleach, and they'll spray it on and then wipe it up. In fact, if you've ever gone to a restaurant and watched somebody spray a table before you sit down, they're disinfecting the table. However, the secret of bleach is something called dwell time. So whether you're disinfecting your home or the restaurant or any environment, you have to let that bleach and that disinfecting agent sit there for 10 to 15 minutes before you neutralize it or wipe it up. How many people do that? I mean, do you spray it and watch it for 15 minutes? And the answer is nobody does that.
Well, let's pause on that point for a second. Let's pause on that point for a second because I have a question there. And again, nice tight answers would be great. So we can lead this course in the right direction. And we understand your passion about making your case, but you do acknowledge that germs exist and need to be killed, correct? You're now questioning, you acknowledge that, the importance of that. What you're challenging, we understand that, is things like bleach and other things that are toxic to the environment. But I want to go back for a second to germs, okay? And you're suggesting that bleach is not a way to kill germs, but does kill a germ and instantly that is not toxic? Let me ask you that.
Great. Okay, I think that's the great segue. Actually, there are a variety of things that have emerged in the market that people can use to kill germs and sanitize in a healthy way. One simple solution is steam. You can actually use steam to kill germs. It's instantaneous. It doesn't leave a residue. There's nothing that goes into the environment or that you can breathe that will cause you harm. There's another product on the market that's fairly recent, and you know, some people kind of shy away from it because it feels funny, but there's a cloth called a microfiber cloth. Now, a microfiber cloth is 100 times more dense than a regular cloth, and the value of that is it is so dense, it actually picks up the bacteria off of a surface when you wipe it with just the cloth and regular water. Mm. Now, you can get sophisticated. I mean, there are products on the market that are electrolyzed water and ionized water and aqueous ozone water, which is really water that's charged with an electrical current. It changes the physical properties of the water, so it kills bacteria. I mean, in fact, it kills germs of any description. One of those is a product called Lotus Pro, and it's available. Anybody can go online and pick it up. And it's 2.5 times stronger than bleach, and it kills 3,100 times faster than bleach, and readily available. So I think there are a variety of alternatives people can use that will kill the bacteria, kill the germs, and give you a healthy environment. And just as importantly, there's no chemical risk to yourself or your children.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit about vinegar and its power of cleaning.
Well, vinegar is an interesting choice, and many people actually end up using vinegar and they'll mix it with other products to try to make it stronger. One thing that we would caution people on is if you mix vinegar and bleach, you create something called mustard gas, kind of a World War I problem. So you have to be careful about using bleach. Bleach will, in fact, take care. I mean, it'll kill germs, and you can use ammonia to do that. You can actually use a variety of common products that I think will kill germs. The dilemma is what's left after. So if I'm using any of the common products, and borax, people will dilute that, end up with the same thing. And And if there's a chemical residue left over that you can absorb or breathe, then you really create a chemical backlash. That's a concern.
So your own kitchen cabinets, you know, your own sink area, you know, what are you using on a daily basis to cleanse around your sink area where the germs seem to migrate?
So what do I use to kind of clean and sanitize and disinfect?
Yeah.
And the answer is easy. My wife.
What does she use?
Well, yeah, she uses Clorox wipes. And so here's the secret. I'm going to share the secret of life right here. A happy wife is a happy life. Mm-hmm. If she wants to use Clorox wipe, it's like, okay. Now, I tell her about the education, tell her about the germs, but at the end of the day, unless I wanted to clean the house, that's what she uses. Well, on the other hand, I have...
That has bleach in it, correct?
Yes, it does. The solution to that, obviously, is once you've done the bleach, if you neutralize it and wipe it up, you're okay. And so I kind of get after her to add that step to her cleaning process. Mm-hmm. But, yep. My wife does the cleaning, and happily so.
Thanks for the honesty, Vince. But here's the challenge, right? So, Whole Foods has come out with a number of products that are, you know, environmental friendly. What is your take on that? I know that those are the products that we use. Do you know the ingredients? Or do you know any of those product names? And would you recommend any of them?
Well, I look at all those products from the point of their chemical content, and I'll give you an example. A number of these products advertise something called orange or citric acid and that kind of thing, and it's sustainable, it's renewable, it's all the things that people want to hear. But if you look at the chemical composition of citric acid, there's a product or a chemical in it called bilimonene. And the limonene attaches to the liver, it attaches to the pancreas, it attaches to the kidneys, and it can set off an asthmatic episode. So even though it's natural, I mean, it comes from citric peels, which are condensed, a lot of these products, you have to step back and say, look, just because it's natural and organic doesn't mean that it's a great thing. Frankly, there's no legal definition, even by the EPA, of organic or natural or even green. So people make all these claims. You just have to look at the chemical composition.
Very interesting. Tell us a little bit about some of the effects that you're seeing on a day-to-day basis. For example, eczema, you know, asthma. Do you think chemicals have deep-seated roots, particularly eczema? I'm interested in asking about that.
Well, the answer is yes. If you look at, let me try to find common things. People, for example, on the issue of disinfecting, will try to spray like a baby's crib or something to try to make a healthy environment for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And the EPA calls that product a pesticide.
Huh.
So you're actually spraying pesticide on your baby. I mean, what people use on a daily basis, highly advertised, highly marketed, with all sorts of claims. The dilemma is that anybody can make a claim, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a particularly good product.
What should you clean your baby's crib with? Steam, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, you can certainly use steam. You can
microfibers.
Microfiber. You can use the
ionized water.
Ozone. Ionized water will do that. So I think you do have options.
Choices.
I mean, if you clean with just plain water, it's probably healthier.
But it's not going to kill the germs.
If you use plain water and a microfiber cloth, the physics removes the germs and doesn't actually clean them.
Can you recycle the microfiber? Can you wash it?
Absolutely. In fact, the interesting thing about microfiber is they claim you can actually launder it about 400 times, and it retains all the resilience and capability of the first day. The one caution is not to use a fabric softener with it.
Tell me about stone. Do you know much about stone and germs, you know, seeping into the pores of stone? And how do you recommend cleaning stone?
Well, I think what kind of stone?
Well, you know, kitchen stone, granite, you know, et cetera.
Okay. Because there's a lot of stone used on commercial office floors and lobbies and that sort of thing. So it's somewhat of a different. All of those stones have the same thing. And if you use one of the electrolyzed water components or even steam, you're going to get into the crevices and get all of that out. And the great plus in that is you don't leave anything behind that will contaminate the food that gets on it or even for you touching it.
Let's take a break, and then I want to talk about glass and all kinds of things, including cleaning food, interestingly enough. Let's take a break, everyone. Back in just a second.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking,
you should be using Authority Labs.
Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords,
what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world, Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sword with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers and join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. Vince, thanks very much for being on the show today and answering all these tough questions.
Well, it's a pleasure. You were asking me about stone. Windex.
Yeah, Windex. Tell me a little bit about Windex, a favorite product in cleaning glass.
Well, Windex is one of those. Squeegees work very well with Windex. Microfiber works very well with Windex. There are actually, and I don't want to focus so much on Windex, but rather window cleaners, which is sort of part of that category. And there is a risk, and there's actually been studies that show you can actually set off an asthmatic attack by cleaning your windows with those products.
Do you have asthma yourself?
Not so far. Although the incidence of asthma is really increasing substantially in the last few years.
Does your wife use Windex?
No.
Okay.
I talked her out of that. But here's an interesting piece of the Windex story. People look for a color or an aroma when they clean. I mean, how many times do you walk into a space and say, boy, they must have just cleaned. It really smells clean. Mm-hmm. Well, in recent studies, the EPA has said if you can smell it, the chances are 5 out of 6 it's carcinogenic.
Wow.
So if you have those fragrance sticks or candles or cleaning solutions that you can smell, you got a 1 out of 6 chance of being healthy.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, does that include the little car trees that you see when you get your car cleaned?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And what's your take on leather cleaners as well? Speaking of cars, by the way, now that's just a death trap when it comes to cleaning, correct? I mean, your brand new car that's been detailed by your favorite Maserati dealer. and you know, what's your take on that? Cleaning cars, particularly leather, vinyl, you know, the process they go through. What's that 3M product that everybody uses? That must just be a major source of carcinogenic fumes, if nothing else, yeah?
It contains something called phthalates, and phthalates are absolutely traceable and carcinogenic. Uh-huh. So part of the issue, fortunately or unfortunately, is products are always changing. So what was true last year may or may not be true this year. So you really have to fall back to the question of, well, what does it contain? What are the chemicals? You know, we have 80,000 chemicals available to us, and the EPA has tested less than 2,000. We don't know what's in the other ones. So if you're not looking at the specific content, gosh, it's really hard to know whether it's healthy or not healthy. There is, and I'll give you a place to go, at the CFCN.info website, I've got a list of products that we've tested and say these will work fine, as well as highlights of products that people use every day that maybe are not so fine.
While you're there, what are good resources for people online?
Well, as I say, the first one I would go to is the CFCN, that's Charlie Frank, Charlie Nancy .info, and there's a whole reference library there. The book on Amazon.com is called Extreme Green Cleaning. Again, a great reference. And then if you simply Google toxic-free or chemical-free cleaning, you'll come up with lots and lots and lots of stuff. So it's all there.
Are you seeing really well run and well managed commercial cleaning companies change their practices and really move to an environmentally friendly model?
Well, I can tell you the story about contractors, because we deal with them literally around the world, and many of them, about 40%, have moved to something called green cleaning, and they advertise that they're green and they do green cleaning, and they buy green certified products and chemicals. Now, the story about green products that they use is that green is between 5 and 15 times less toxic than the traditional product, but still toxic. So when we've spoken with these people and talked to them and looked at their programs, which we do regularly, we haven't found anyone that's really adopted this entire toxic-free model for cleaning. But, you know, the reality is it's very, very new. Probably in the last 6 months to a year has that become a real issue. So there's a whole training cycle that needs to happen. But to your direct question, lots of companies are now green, both contracted and internal cleaning systems, and very, very few have really moved to this 100% toxic-free model.
What's the checklist to ask somebody if they're truly green, shall we say?
Well,
is there a certification?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, if they're truly green, they can produce all sorts of green certifications from the Environmental Protection Agency, from Green Seal. There are a variety of certifying folks that do that. But being green is better than not being green, but not that much better. I mean,
is there an extreme green certification that you know about anywhere? Since this is so new, there isn't.
No, not yet. In fact, we're talking to a number of associations about putting together a certification that goes beyond even extreme green, all the way to toxic-free, chemical-free. I mean, that's really the end goal. And whether we're talking about green or sustainability or renewable or natural or organic, I mean, all of those will have a component that can hurt you or the environment.
This may sound simple, but wouldn't it be fairly easy for you to pop up a page saying, "I, Mr. Toxic Free Vince, have hereby certified these products to be toxic free and chemical free. You know, using these products is your gateway to a better world and a greener environment. Here they all are. Boom, boom, boom." I mean, isn't that what somebody needs to do?
And well, can that's you what do somebody, it? Well, the answer is yes and yes, and there's always the asterisk. That is, to actually certify at that level is about a $200,000 proposition because of the testing that has to be done and the laboratory tests that have to be done. To sidestep that, the EPA will not certify products to be toxic-free, chemical-free. And I'll give you an example. The aqueous ozone spray that I talked about, this sort of electrically charged water that you clean with, in lab tests, and that particular company involved has paid the money to get the lab test to say, look, this works and it's toxic-free. The EPA will not certify it. What the EPA will certify is the spray bottle. I don't know why that happens, but that's what they do. So they will certify the mechanism versus the product. To do what you've asked, which I think would be a great thing to do, simply takes a lot of dollars and a lot of research because you have to stand behind it. You know, Brian, somebody's going to sue you if you make a mistake there.
The thing about it is, though, you know, here you've dedicated a good part of your life to helping, you know, consumers like me just get knowledge and information about this topic area. I would rather have your opinion on something that's toxic-free and therefore start using it, even if it's not accurate. Because what's my choice? Buy Windex, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, we're consumers. We're trying to steer ourselves in the right direction here and get the ship sailing in the right way. We're not getting help from the EPA, you know, and I'm still starving for products that you're recommending, and I keep asking you for some, you know, but what's a guy to do? Should I just keep going to Whole Foods until somebody shows me that page, or Wired Magazine does an article on some new cleaning product that everyone rallies around? How is this going to work? How can you help us? Buy your book, I guess, perhaps, right?
Well, number one, it's certainly in the book. Number two, it's on the website. And I do get pretty specific. I mean, you know, we've talked about microfiber cloth.
Yes.
You can use ultraviolet light. They have ultraviolet light wands.
Interesting.
And ultraviolet light kills bacteria.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
By the way, you know, the number one cancer by far is lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And it comes from our indoor environment. I mean, we've gone on this sort of energy kick to seal our homes and seal our offices. And basically, we lock in the contaminants. Hmm. Indoor environments are up to 100 times more toxic than outdoor environments. Hmm. And we lock that in, and the result is something like lung cancer.
Wow.
So I'm saying, you know, in the old days, my mom used to like spring cleaning, something where you open the windows and the doors. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm saying there's a simple solution. You can do spring cleaning every time there's a nice day, but anymore you can't even open windows in some of these homes and some of these offices.
Mm-hmm.
Another solution to purify the air in mm-hmm. your home and office is a simple thing like plants. You know, there mm-hmm. are plants that actually absorb toxins from the air.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're cleaning with all this stuff, there are plants if you have them. That will cleanse the air for you.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting about plants is that, as it turns out, you know, in cold climates like New England where I live, you have to keep your house warm for the plants to live, which means you burn a lot of, you know, needless energy if you're not at home, right? yep. keeping your plants warm and burning that energy creates toxins.
So, yep. Yep.
So, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, you know, one of the studies in 2009 actually found 457 different contaminants in homes. 457. 24 mm-hmm. they were labeled as carcinogenic. I mean, it's just a typical home.
It's amazing.
So airing out your home is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm here to answer tough questions. Here's another one. So all of these chemical plants that are producing these toxic, you know, products, why aren't the people working at those plants like suing them if in fact they are all are developing cancers? And I mean, being around this product, I'm imagining big kettles and wells and reserves of Windex containers and, you know, Clorox and, you know, bleach products. And, you know, why aren't these people just like, do you know what I mean? What's up with that? What's your take on that?
I think suing big companies is a really tough road to hoe. I do think we are having impact in terms of even conversations like this, because even big companies, and you talk about Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson and so forth, they are beginning to experiment in this area with different alternatives. So, you know, hydrogen peroxide, for example, they're now adding to some of their cleaning products to displace, you know, some of the harsh chemicals. So I think there's a movement in that direction, but it's slow. It took 12 years before the idea of green actually permeated through products. Mm-hmm. We've been at this about 6 to 10 months so far. Mm-hmm. So I think ultimately we will get there. But understand that perhaps one of the greatest barriers to success is success. Mm-hmm. People have figured out how to make a living and employ others and meet a need in the marketplace. And so they succeeded. And if you come along and say, well, that's not good enough, do it over, it's hard for companies to do that. But they are doing it. I mean, there are skunk works in big companies around the country that I know that are working on these kinds of products. So I think it will happen for sure.
It would seem to me that the purest, cleanest product for cleaning has got to be steam. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I think it's one of the good alternatives. Again, ultraviolet light kills things. I mean,
UV, but doesn't that cause some other potential dangerous problems?
Well, if you stare into it, but I mean, if you use it correctly,
wisely,
then
there are
both wands as well as those that you plug in that you simply move across surfaces and it kills everything that's there.
What's your take on, while we have your professional wisdom, and thanks so much again for being on the show, what's your take on cleaning products that they make for your skin? Soaps, you know, shampoos, cleansers.
Yeah. Well, again, I think if you go back to the question of what's the chemical piece of that, there was a product on the market that Johnson & Johnson recently took off the market called No More Tear Shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard about
it. Yeah, I remember.
You know, they show washing children. Well, the reason there's no more tears, I mean, it's now off the market, so I could talk about it, was that one of the chemicals in there actually numbed the skin tissue. So it's not that you didn't get it in your eye, you just couldn't feel it.
Did it numb the eye or the skin?
It numbed the skin because that's what, you know, the skin around the eye.
Wow. Well, remind me not to buy that product that's on some shelf in Maine that's been there for 20 years.
Here's another product similar. There are products that say if you spray this, it kills the smell. You won't smell all that bad odor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It goes away. Kills the odor.
Deodorizer.
And they have spray ones and ones you plug in. I mean, there's all these kinds of options. What really happens is it numbs the sensory nerves in your nose.
Hmm.
So you don't smell anything. I mean, so what you smell is very selective. But again, all products are evolving. So
wow.
It's not...
You're referring to, is it Breezer, I think it is, where you plug it into the wall?
There are a number of products you plug into the wall, and if you go back to what I said about smells, 5 out of 6 are carcinogenic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things about those that you plug in, because of the electric charge that goes there, the particulates, that is, the size of the particles, are much smaller than if you had a candle or something of that nature. And because the particles are smaller, they get deeper into the lungs. That's good.
Wow. Well, one of the things that I want to finish up this conversation with is motivating people to change. Have you seen in your travels of looking at various products and recommending products to people, products that are tapping into motivating people to make changes? One example might be, for example, a bottle of toxic-free cleanser that makes a statement on it saying, by using this bottle, you will pollute the environment less and you'll 10-20 fish will live. I mean, I don't know, I just made that up, but motivating people is something that I find really important for movements, right? Have you seen anything interesting happening digitally or in product design, anything that comes to mind?
Yep, several things. One of which, clearly, the manufacturers of these products are promoting them as much as they can, but they're a very, very small part of the marketplace. The alternative is some of the groups that we're working with actually, when they're out shopping, if they detect a smell, they actually pass out a card that we give them that says, here's what's going on and here's what it's doing to me. I mean, there are people that are chemically sensitive. That is, they break out in hives, they have breathing problems. You know, 6,000 people died last year from exposure to chemicals. Mm. So there is a risk, but when the common person out there walks into the office and says, I can't work here because of the chemicals, and we've got cases of that, people begin to pay attention. Part of this is about consequences. You know, you can educate people. It's like the horse going to water. I mean, you can educate people and educate companies, but at the end of the day, if there's no self-interest, it's pretty tough. But it's happening. I mean, you know, I genuinely believe everybody, including companies, want to do the right thing. You have to kind of get them there. It's going to take a while.
Vince, any free information you can guide us to, any ebooks or downloads that could really help us understand this topic area a little bit more?
Absolutely. If you go to the cfcn.info website, look for publications, and among those you'll find one that this is Your Home, Clean, Green, and Dangerous. It's an ebook, and you can download it at no cost, and it covers all the issues related to your home and cleaning safely. So if people have questions, I'm happy to answer them. I would first refer them to the website because there's just so much more there than I can even remember.
Terrific. And your books are available on Amazon, I'm sure?
On Amazon, you got it.
Terrific. The topic today, how to clean without chemicals. And again, we really appreciate being on the show. Thanks again, everybody, for listening in. We'll see you next week on another episode of the Life Tip Show. Until then, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Thanks for listening in, everyone.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.